Good morning, 6 a.m. comes early. John Mackey here. Master Credit Solutions, give me Credit Media and U.S. Credit Project. Here is your credit news for Tuesday, May 12, 2015. While the Federal Reserve's plans for raising interest rates are still up in the air, it's time for you, the consumer, to get your financial house in order. Any increase in the federal funds rate will have an impact on products as varied as mortgages and home equity lines of credit, car loans, and credit card offers. Some could rise faster than others. Now, while there are some concrete steps you can take to position yourself, experts say one of the most important is to boost your credit score. Under the widely used FICO credit scoring model, that three-digit number that can range from 300 to 850, with the higher score, the better. It's what lenders use as a measure of your creditworthiness to approve loans and set interest rates. Improving a score can yield big savings. For example, according to FICO, a consumer with a credit score of 700 to 759 could get an average rate of 3.78% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, while someone scoring 660 to 679 would pay 4.1% interest rate. On a $200,000 mortgage, that's an extra $16,209 in interest over the life of the loan. You should also get copies of your credit report from each of the three major bureaus and scan them for inaccuracies. A 2013 Federal Trade Commission study found that 20% of consumers identified errors on their reports that might affect their score, and 5% had an error significant enough that it could result in their paying higher loan rates. Errors can take time and effort to remove, so it's worth getting that early heads up to allow time for the fix and the resulting credit score change. A business owner used a Cincinnati man's Social Security number for at least 22 years, obtaining more than $1 million in loans until the fraud was discovered. The victim, who is not named in court records, didn't know Joseph M. Carroll, that he had been using his Social Security number until banks, seeking payment on defaulted loans, began to pursue collection efforts against him. The victim then contacted the FBI. Carroll, age 50, who lives in North Carolina, was charged in 2013 in U.S. District Court in Cincinnati. He pleaded guilty to identity theft and wire fraud and was scheduled to be sentenced Friday. That hearing has been reset for June 12th. The recommended sentence is about 3.5 years in prison. Prosecutors say the fraud happened from 1986 until at least 2009 and involved more than 20 loans and lines of credit. They calculated the loss to the banks at nearly $1.1 million. The unnamed victim, court documents say, is owed $15,000 in restitution for his out-of-pocket expenses dealing with the scheme. When the call comes, it sounds legit. The caller asks for you by name. They have some personal information about you. They say they represent a debt collection agency and they're calling to collect a debt. They ask you to pay. Now, they could use a good guy approach, offering to accept just a percentage of what they say you owe. As the call continues, if you don't offer to pay, the collector may get nasty and use foul language. They may threaten to garnish your wages, Social Security, or veterans benefits. They may threaten to initiate court actions or have you arrested if you don't fork over what they say you owe. Now, there's a pretty good chance that the caller is a phony. Now, they sound legitimate because they have found bits and pieces of private information about you. Maybe it came from a public database, or maybe they purchased the information on the black market. They may know companies you've done business with, so the debt they claim you owe may be from a company you recognize. They may know about a real loan you have. They may even use the name of an authentic debt collection company, so if you research the online for the company name, it will appear to be genuine. Now, if you have a little knowledge about what your rights are under the FDCPA, or the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act, you can catch them in the act rather than getting caught in a scam. First, ask the caller for his name, company, address, and telephone number. Write it down. If the caller won't give it, he's not real. Now, during the call, the phony collector may try to get more personal information about you by telling you they need to confirm your identity, such as, Mr. Smith, would you please tell me your social security number so that I can identify that you are the correct person? Don't do it. Never give out or confirm any information. You can identify your name, but do not identify anything else. If they ask for your address, don't give it to them. If they ask for any information, do not give it to them. The only thing you need to tell them is to please send me the verification information, otherwise known as the Dunn letter. Pentagon credit cards used for adult entertainment and gambling, audit shows. Civilian and military employees used the credit cards to pay for escort services and other adult activities while in Las Vegas and Atlantic City, according to the Inspector General's audit of government travel charge transactions. Now, the report will be released in a few weeks. Here's a question I get a lot. What do I need to apply for a credit card? My answer is simple. About 5 minutes. Now, it's quite simple. It's getting approved for one that can be difficult at times. You can never be certain an issuer will give you a credit card, but there are several things you can do before applying to improve your credit chances of approval. As far as the application goes, you could probably fill one out in less than 5 minutes. You're generally required to provide your legal name, birth date, address, social security number, and annual income. They'll check your credit, and that'll largely dictate whether or not you can receive the card. Your income is important too, because it dictates whether or not you're able to pay a credit card bill and how much credit you should be extended. In a strange twist of fate, in the state of Connecticut, the employee who manages fraud investigations for the state welfare department was charged with fraud himself Wednesday for lying about his assets on an application to refinance his home mortgage. Do not buy into these 5 home buying rules. Number 1, buying is always better than renting. Number 2, you must have 20% down payment. Number 3, real estate will go up in value. Number 4, a 30-year fixed mortgage is best. Number 5, down payment plus monthly costs equal your total home cost. 2 of the nation's biggest banks will finally put to rest the zombies of consumer debt, bills that are still active on credit reports, although legally eliminated in bankruptcy, potentially providing relief to more than 1 million Americans. Oh boy, here we go again. Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase have agreed to update borrowers' credit reports within the next 3 months to reflect that the debts were extinguished. Now, the move is a victory for borrowers whose credit reports have been marred as a result of the reported debts, imperiling their job prospects and torpedoing their chances of getting new loans. The change by the banks emerged this week in federal bankruptcy court in White Plains, where the two banks, along with Citigroup, Synchrony Financial, which is formerly GE Capital Retail Finance, they faced lawsuits accusing them of deliberately ignoring bankruptcy discharges to fetch more money when they sell off pools of bad debt for financial terms. Lawyers within the United States Trustee Program, an arm of the Justice Department, are investigating the banks, said several people briefed on the inquiry about whether the banks are deliberately flouting federal bankruptcy law. Under federal law, once a borrower has erased a debt in bankruptcy, banks are required to update the credit reports to indicate that the debt is no longer owed and remove any notation of past due or charge-off. Credit troubles often begin inconspicuously, yet there are signs all along the way before these troubles become unmanageable. Being alert to these warning signs allows you to make the necessary changes to prevent a future of financial worries. Now watch out for these 8 signs. You never follow a budget. A bank denies your loan. It may mean that the creditor thinks you have too much existing debt already, even though your official credit score isn't bad. You make late payments regularly. You use a payday loan service. You buy essentials like food on credit. Your annual percentage rate, the amount of interest you pay per year, rises. You can't afford more than the minimum required payments. That is a clear warning. You don't have sufficient savings to cover emergency expenses. If you recognize these signs, you need to be serious about making changes, even to the point of altering your lifestyle. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had a very busy 2014 administering the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act. In the CFPB's annual report, the Bureau gives us a glimpse into its agenda. Here is a point to draw your attention to. It's no secret that the CFPB wants creditors and debt collectors to produce documentation to support claims against consumers. In November 2013, the CFPB released the Advance Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, where the Bureau considered using its rulemaking authority to develop requirements related to the transfer of specified information or documents as part of the placement of a debt with a third-party collector. While the Bureau has yet to propose any rules, it is certainly exercising its supervisory and enforcement abilities under the FDCPA to achieve the same effect. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.